Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Lily with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Miles government have unveiled the new Queensland headquarters for State Emergency Services and Marine Rescue Queensland in Nunda yesterday. The new joint operations facility, located 7 minutes from the Kedron Emergency Services Complex, will allow the state's rescue and emergency response organisations to better work with each other and government bodies, including emergency services. Minister for Police and Community Safety, Mark Ryan, praised the facility for its stronger and more skilled workforce.
A new grant supporting First Nations artists in the fashion and textiles industry has been introduced by the Miles government yesterday. The First Nations Fashion and Textiles Acceleration Plan will see an $800,000 investment over the next 2 years, encouraging Indigenous artists to celebrate their cultural identity, share their stories, and grow their creative practices. This has been introduced to encourage and accelerate the sustainable growth of a First Nations-led fashion and textile industry in Queensland, offering grants of up to $30,000 for projects which contribute to business growth. Artists are able to apply for this fund from now until November 18th through the Arts Queensland website.
In national news, Aldi has been named as Australia's most affordable grocery chain in a new report released today. Published by consumer group Choice, the report, which compared the cost of common household items, also found Woolworths to remain in the top spot for most expensive national grocer, and the only one of the big three to see a price increase. The report comes after the ACCC has accused Woolworths and Coles of misleading customers with fraudulent and deceptive specials pricings, and months on from the Greens-led Senate inquiry into supermarket price gouging. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the report has shed light on the seriousness of the situation and told Australians that the government is committed to a better deal.
Protests are occurring across the country following the Albanese government's approval of 3 new coal mining projects in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. The approval of these coal mines could contribute to up to 1.5 billion tonnes of carbon emissions into the Earth's atmosphere over the next 40 years. These protests are largely outside the office's key officials, including PM Anthony Albanese and Environmental Minister Tanya Plibersek. Gomeroi traditional owner Kara Kinchela, whose country includes the Pilliga Forest, where the proposed mines would be, reiterates the sacrality of the land and rivers, exclaiming the proposal to be an insult to her and her ancestors.
In international news, Israel's military chief, General Halevi, announced that Israel has pledged to continue its attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon. Airstrikes have been launched to prepare for ground operations with the aim of gaining more ground across the south of Lebanon. Following the most recent airstrike, which occurred on Monday, over 550 people have died and hospitals have been struggling to provide help to the overwhelming number of injured. French President Emmanuel Macron took a stand at the UN General Assembly in New York, stating that he is firmly calling on Israel to stop the escalation in Lebanon and Hezbollah to stop firing on Israel. This push for further diplomacy is supported by the US government, who are also seeking a political deal that could see discussion around the contentious Israeli-Lebanese land border.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org/news.